Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. It is presented by our God-ordained ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. At this time, I would truly like to give a special welcome to all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and all our devoted prayer partners and supporters. Today is Monday, August the 15th, 2016. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our radio broadcast, Come Together for Change. You may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone by simply dialing 464-200-0578. So you might want to write this number down so that you can ask someone to join our radio show next Monday. Our radio show comes on every Monday from 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, the number is 646-200-0578. Or you can also be able to listen to our broadcast on Facebook under Elder Hudson Griffith or under Shalia Griffith. I want to encourage you to bless someone that means the most to you and tweet them right now, text them, call them, or even run next door and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. At this time, I just want to come before you to encourage you today to read the gospel of Jesus Christ on a daily basis, along with a sincere prayer every morning at noontime and every night before you go to sleep, and watch how things will just fall into place for your life and your family's life. As you speak victory into your future, you are starting off each day by declaring God's favor over your life. Declare God's promises and see God's goodness, not tomorrow, but today, in Jesus' name. You will have a new perspective in life and faith to believe bigger and to go beyond your barriers in order to reach your higher potentials. You will be stronger than ever, and nothing will be able to get in your way or stop you from what God has in store for you. Do you believe that? Amen, amen. At this time, our topic for the message for today, the topic is shelter from the storms of life. And hopefully you have your pad, your notepad, and your pen or pencil. Again, the topic is shelter from the storms of life. Our main scripture will be coming from Acts, the 27th chapter, the 15th through the 21st verse, and it reads as follows. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ships, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day, we cast own hands to tackling of the ship. And neither sun nor stars in many days appeared. and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. In the 24th first verse, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you shall have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from the crate and to have gained this harm and loss. All right, that is our topic and our scriptures for this week. Your inspiration for this week will be none other, written by our host of Come Together for Change, and it reads as follows. Today I want to encourage you to prepare your heart to expect God's supernatural torch in your life. Open the eyes of your heart to Him. I pray that you experience God in such a way that every bondage is broken off of your life, and you are forever changed by a supernatural encounter. We serve a supernatural God. He is not limited by anything or anyone. He's ready to do the impossible in you and for you and through you. Amen. Now at this time, we're to receive our special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others my amazing beloved husband and gift speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Aaliyah. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon. You know why it's a wonderful privilege? Because we are alive. There are others who have suffered ill fits and accidents. There are others who have suffered ill fits by tsunamis. There are others who have been washed away in floods. But we who are alive ought to give God thanks. That's why the word says, in everything give thanks. Not in some things, not sometimes, not when you feel like, but in everything give thanks. Because you are here. You are not washed away by floods. You are not carried away by the storms of life. You are not destroyed by the circumstances that you face. Even though you may have lost your job, you are still alive. Even though your mother and father have died, you are still alive. Even though your car has gotten an accident, you are still alive. Even though the circumstances have caused you to suffer pain and hurt because your wife may have left you, you're still alive. Regardless of what you have had to face, the fact that you are alive means that there is hope for change. The fact that you are alive means you can make new choices. The fact that you are alive, despite what you have had to face, you know that you can reach out to God. You can cry out to God. Even though in the past you have cried out to Him and you haven't got any response, you can cry out to Him today knowing that He is able to bring you through every situation, every circumstance. And today I want to talk about the storms of life, because there are so many different forms that will come to make your life uncomfortable. There's so many different storms that we read about. And I just want to ask you some questions today. Has your ship run aground? What shelter do you have from the storms of life? And then what is a storm? A storm is an unusual state of the atmosphere accompanied by strong, fierce, violent winds. A violent outburst of emotion or excitement, a sudden outburst of rain, snow, sleet, hail, resulting in tornadoes, cyclones, and severe floodings. Storm cellars are something that we go down into when there are storms, and to shelter from the storms of life. But we also hear in this nation about tornadoes. Tornadoes are a dark column of air shaped like a funnel extended down from a mass of clouds and traveling at up to 500 miles per hour and destroying everything in its way. And then we hear of tsunamis in Japan, tsunamis in Indonesia, tsunamis in other parts of the world where the water just comes in and takes out everything that it can find. And I want to suggest to you today that the atmosphere is sometimes filled with danger. The atmosphere is sometimes filled with pain. The atmosphere is sometimes filled with violence. And because of these things, we cannot live a life that we think we would. Recently, we heard about storms in the south, in Alabama, and in the south. We heard of flooding because of rains which extended, and these stormy clouds just brought rain, and rain has been falling continually. I want to suggest to you today that if your life is filled with storms, if your life is filled with tornadoes, as it were, if your life is filled with tsunamis, then you need to find a solution to face up to these problems, because these problems will come to bring destruction upon your life. And you have got to see God as the God of the impossible. You've got to see God as the God of the supernatural. You've got to see God as the one who could solve these problems for you. In our text today, we see the Apostle Paul was being transported from Jerusalem to go to Italy, Rome in Italy, where he would see the Augustus, the Emperor Caesar, because he had been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they were against him. And he was being transported because he had told them that he was a Roman citizen. Now, if he was a Jew, they would have killed him, but he was a Roman citizen, so he had to be sent to see the Augustus Caesar. But God had it that way, because all along the way he had the opportunity to preach to the leaders of the nations, because these nations were filled with heathens, and he had the opportunity. But we are looking today at emotional storms. What are your emotional storms? What are your biggest problems? Is loneliness your biggest problem? Your need for relationship, your need for friendship, your need for fellowship, your need for companionship. What are your biggest problems, and how are you reacting to them? Sometimes we turn to drugs as a reaction because we have lost our jobs. We turn to drugs because we have lost our girlfriend or our spouse. We turn to drugs because we think that we can make money out of them. We turn to drugs, and it's a kind of reaction to whatever difficulty we find ourselves in. But I want to suggest to you today that regardless of the difficulty that you find yourself in, you need not turn to drugs. You need not turn to alcohol. You need not turn to smoking. But you need to turn to Jesus, because he is the one who could deliver you and set you free from every situation that you are faced with. He says, well, I don't believe in this religious thing anymore. I was brought up in the church. I went to church every Sunday, and sometimes two and three times during the week, and I don't believe that. But I tell you something, you'll believe in Jesus when the storms of life descend upon you. You will turn to Jesus, and you will cry out to Jesus when difficulties come your way. You are now faced with great difficulties, even on your job. You think you have it made. You think that you are doing well because you've left school. school, and you've got a job, you got a car, and you've got a job, and you seem to be making it well. But I want you to know that the storms of life can come beating down upon you and disable you. The storms of life can bring difficulties to your life. I want you to know that you have got to see that the answer is not in material things. Some people just look after their own material development. Some people just run after material things because you feel that that is the answer to your problems. No, some people feel if I can just get some money, if I can just get some money, I can get some things. That's why some people turn to stealing. They didn't go to have an education so that they can get a job. No, so they are deciding that they want the same things that the people who have an education have got. And therefore, they are looking after worldly things. They're looking after material things. But I'm telling you something. When the storms of life come rushing down upon you, or when the police arrest you, when you're taken before the courts and you have to spend years in jail, that is a problem that you have to face. What are you going to do when you are faced with situations at an early age because you've made the wrong choices? When you have made the wrong choices, when the storms of life come beating down upon you and you don't know where to go or what to do, I want you to know that Jesus is still the answer. You say, so how is he the answer? He is the answer because the fight is for the control of your mind. The thoughts that have been coming through your mind, you need to shift them. And because the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. When the waves of life beat upon your ship and your ship is forced to run aground, when you don't know where else to go, I want you to know that Jesus is the answer. I want you to know that your ship doesn't have to stay on the bottom of the sea. Your ship can rise up and you can start a new life. You can move in a new direction because God, who is the God of the impossible, God, who is the God of miracles, he can do the impossible for you. Do you know that? Do you know that God is the God of miracles and he can do the impossible? You're looking on at your situation right now and you say, I don't think that I can find any way out. And you're contemplating suicide because the storms of life are beating down upon you and you can't see any way out. But God wants you to know that you don't have to consider yourself a failure. You don't have to let anger overpower your mentality. You don't have to take desperate actions. You don't have to be insecure. You don't have to let anxiety and depression overcome you. You don't have to let boredom come upon you. You don't have to be disappointed, even though life has brought you disappointments, even though everything seemed to be going wrong. But sometimes that happens to all of us, to Christians, to sinners. You would be faced with disappointments. Are you facing a disappointment right now because you can't pay your rent? Are you facing a disappointment because you can't make your care payments? Are you facing a disappointment because your wife has left you? Are you facing a disappointment because you've lost your job? Whatever the disappointment in life, know this, that God is the God of the impossible, and he can make things happen. He can make miracles happen for you. He's the God of restoration, and he's able to bring things back together. Don't mind what the storms of life have taken away from you. Don't mind what the storms of life have destroyed in your life. Sometimes when we see the aftermath of a storm, when we see the aftermath, you have got to recognize that the problems will come. Sometimes we look at the barrenness of land after tsunami or the barrenness of land after a storm, and you have to recognize that God is able to bring you through, and God is able to raise you up again. Because sometimes when you look back at those places which have been devastated by storms, by tsunamis, by hurricanes, when you look at what has happened to where the land have brought death and destruction by tornadoes, sometimes 3-5 years after, and you go back to these places and you see that they have been restored. So restoration is possible. Restoration is possible for your life. The storms of life don't have to beat on you and knock you out and keep you down. You can rise again. And God wants you to know today that despite the storms, even when the storms have come upon you, in the text that we use today, we see that Paul, who was being transported from Jerusalem to Italy in Rome, many ships he had taken, and this one had run aground. This one had been destroyed, and Paul had told them that they didn't have to do that. They threw out the things they had. They tried everything, but the ship ran aground, and they had to throw the things. And Paul was telling them it was not necessary. Sometimes when you are faced with a storm and you have to rebuild and you don't know where to go, you don't want to take anybody's advice. You don't want to face anybody who is telling you anything good. And you husbands that have left your wives and gone looking for a new direction with somebody else, you don't want to listen and take anybody's advice. You feel that this is the end of the road for your marriage. And I want to suggest to you today, don't let the devil tell you that this is the end of your marriage. Don't let the devil tell you that this is the end of your life. Don't let the devil tell you, because if you once loved her, you can still make it. Love is important. If you loved her once, you can love her again. Sometimes the people will do things to frustrate and depress you, and you don't think that you can make it with them. But I want to suggest to you today that smoking is not the answer, that drinking is not the answer, that drugs are not the answer. I want to suggest to you that you have got to change your thinking, because if you learn to change your thinking, you can change your speaking. If you change your speaking, you can change your actions. And if you change your actions, you can change your habit. But you are the one that has got to make the choice to change. You cannot expect to sit there and do nothing. If you do nothing, you'll get the solution will be the same every time. So you've got to recognize that you've got to get up and look at the circumstances and make decisions. You have got to understand that you have got to be a leader. You've got to take hold of your life. You've got to set goals to get out of the situations that you're in. You've got to make decisions. You've got to solve problems. You've got to be able to manage your time, manage your money, manage your life to get out of your situations. You want to make a new start, don't you? You want to be free from the things that have held you back, held you down. Well, you've got to make a fresh start. Set new goals for your life. Make decisions. You say, well, I can't make decisions. Well, surely you are going to stay where you are if you're not going to make the right decisions. Surely you will stay where you are if you're not willing to get up and look at the way you are and walk out of the situation. Paul and the others had to swim to shore to be free from the ravages of the winds in the sea. And you have got to make an effort to make a new start. You are on the verge of a new start. But the devil is telling you in your mind, because like I said before, the fight is for the control of the mind. And the devil has been telling you, you cannot make it. The devil has been giving you negative thoughts. But you have got to be able to recognize that these negative thoughts are just going to hold you down. You have got to get up and make a decision. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of deliverance. Now, today is the day, not tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow holds because it's not promised. You don't know what tomorrow holds because it's not the thing that you are looking for. You have got to look to today. Today is the day of salvation. You told yourself that 5 years ago, and that's why you're in the mess that you are. Because you said you were going to make a chance and change, but you never did get it. You let other people fool you. You listened to other people, and you didn't make the choices. So now the storms of life are beating down upon you, and you don't know where to go, and you don't know what to do. You are lost, as it were. But I'm suggesting to you that you are in a good position, because now is the time for your husbands who have left your wives and have got your children in torment. Now is the time for you to decide that family is the most important thing, and you need to be reunited with your family again. You have got to see that you have got to come to a point of decision making, and that is one of the principal points in effective leadership. You've got to be able to go back and lead your home. Your wife has been complaining because you have not been able to be a good leader to her and not to the children. I want to suggest that now is the time for decision making. Now is the time for problem solving. If you can't solve your problems, you'll never get out of the storm that is beating down upon you, because the storms that have been beating upon you are going to keep you under unless you are willing to crawl from under where you are. Right now, you may be suffering because the storms of life have got you pinned down, but you don't have to stay there. You can rise up, and take a new stand. You can rise up. You can make a choice. You can make a decision to come out from where you are. You can make a decision to solve your problem. You can make a decision to manage your time and get out and stop procrastinating and do what is necessary to start a new move. So you have got to make a start to be able to find peace and happiness. Jesus is the one who gives them. You cannot find happiness by doing the same things. You cannot find happiness by going into the club and just drinking yourself, as it were, into numbness. You cannot find peace and happiness until you find the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he wants to help you. He wants to bring you out of your deceptions. He wants to bring you out of your addictions. He wants to bring you out of your failures. He wants to bring you out of your boredom. He wants to bring you out of your anxieties. He wants to bring you out of your uncertainties. He wants to bring you out of your insecurities. And he wants to land you a new life. Because as I said before, any man in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Are you willing to make a choice to change? Are you willing to make a choice to solve your problems? Are you willing to make a choice to make the right decisions? You've made the wrong decisions for a long time, but now is the time for a change. I'm going to pray with you that God will give you the courage to make a change. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing of your Holy Spirit break the yoke of depression, anxiety, boredom, addiction on these people who have been afflicted by the storms of life, and help them, dear Father, that they will look forward to a new day by calling out to you, by reading your word, and knowing that you the impossible. Just have your way in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray that you are truly blessed by this amazing message straight from heaven through our the host of Come Together for a Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. Thank you so much for listening. Invite a friend, family member, or someone that you really love next Monday, August the 22nd, as we continue on with these amazing messages. Know that you are next in line for an awesome blessing. Just look for it. God will do it for you. Why? Because you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. Go out today and find someone that you can bless, and then look up and see God smiling on you.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.